This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. There has been another diplomatic breakthrough in the Middle East. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that Bahrain has become the latest Arab nation to agree to normalize ties with Israel. Mr. Trump unveiled the news following a three-way phone call he says he had with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Bahrain's King Hamad bin al-Khalifa. The agreement comes less than 2 weeks after the United Arab Emirates and Israel came to terms on their recognition deal. Both President Trump and his Democratic November opponent, Joe Biden, today are marking the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the United States. The event site, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where one of the planes in the 2001 terrorist assault came down. Mr. Trump was there a few hours ago with the First Lady. Mr. Biden began his day at the World Trade Center Memorial in New York, where he and Vice President Mike Pence exchanged greetings. The Sri Lanka Navy says it is still trying to plug a fuel leak from the fire-stricken New Diamond Oil supertanker. Carrying about 2 million barrels of oil, the vessel caught fire 2 weeks ago and is about 45 nautical miles off Sri Lanka's east coast in the Indian Ocean. The fire has been put out, but when the ship was towed out to sea, it left a trail of fuel oil. Authorities are working to prevent the kind of environmental damage suffered by the African island nation of Mauritius after a Japanese bulk carrier struck a coral reef off its coast in July. Reports so far indicate the New Diamond's crude oil cargo remains intact. Colombia's defense minister today apologized for an incident of police brutality that sparked 2 nights of protests in the city of Bogota and the satellite city of Soacha, leaving 11 dead and hundreds injured. Demonstrators have taken to the streets for consecutive nights after this week's death of a 46-year-old man. A widely shared video showed the father of two being repeatedly shot with a stun gun by police. He died later at a hospital. Two police officers implicated in the death faced charges of abusing authority